taking his turn with a tide of people that have been flowing past the Queen's coffin for days now, US President Joe Biden came to pay his respects in London, to sign the book of condolence, and to offer his recollections of the much-celebrated monarch.
She was the same in person as her image. Decent, honorable, and all about service. And our hearts go out to the royal family, to King Charles, and all the family. It's a loss that leaves a giant hole.
And Joe Biden is, of course, to join hundreds of dignitaries at a funeral that is an unprecedented challenge for Britain's police and security services. The brief is simple: keep everyone safe. But the execution could hardly be more complex.
It is the most nightmarish scenario for a security apparatus in the world. It's something that they have never encountered.
Olivier Guitta is a security analyst who's looked after US presidential candidates.
We're talking about once-in-a-lifetime event with possibly 500 heads of states, kings and queens, and VIP coming at the same time, at the same place. But then you have on top of it potentially millions of British that are going to be lining up the streets. So it's a double whammy.
Nightmarish scenario or not, it's what the British police have got to deal with. More than 10,000 officers have been deployed. Potential threats are being checked off. Sewers, rooftops, anywhere an attack could come from. The Platinum Jubilee, the 2012 Olympics, marathons, carnivals. London is no stranger to massive public events. But the city's mayor, Sadiq Khan, says nothing compares to the Queen's funeral here at Westminster Abbey. The biggest policing operation ever is what he's called it. Former senior policeman Nick Aldworth is warning against any alarmism, though.
If you're going to hold an event like this, don't hold it anywhere else in the world other than London, because London is so well rehearsed at managing incidents and managing threats like this. If you look out the window here, you will see thousands of police officers on the streets.
On Sunday evening, dignitaries arrived for a reception at Buckingham Palace, hosted by King Charles III. An extraordinary gathering of the world's presidents, prime ministers, royals, governors and more. The word unprecedented is so often overused, but at certain times no other word will do. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera, London.